Welcome, welcome, welcome back. Okay, so Relationship Philosophy 102 Part 2 is what we are now. I just published Part 1 of Relationship Philosophy 102. That should be available shortly. If you have not listened to Relationship Philosophy 101, Part 1, if you have not listened to Relationship Philosophy 102, Part 1, you need to do that so you can be up to speed. Just a little recap. Right now, we're discussing the Friendship, Relationship, Businessship, Self-Help, Wellness Check Guide. I wrote, I created, I published. You can go get your own and follow with me, and also utilize this wellness check guide as well in your single and or couple relationship or life to help, to give some clarity, some improvement, some education, some structure to what you're building, either within self or with someone else. Also, any questions, any reviews, any thoughts, where to purchase this or any of my published works, please do hit the business page, Instagram, DM. That information is in the bio. You hit show more, it'll be at the bottom. Or you can listen to Just Testing the Vibes info clip number 2. All of it's in there. Okay. So we were on step 2, which is on page 2 of the wellness check guide. Okay. And we were discussing the wellness objective. And I left off on communication and comprehension. Now, in the day and age that we live in what I have seen and maybe even experienced in a sense, is that a lot of people think communication is it. And when I say it, meaning like you communicate it, they got it. Okay. As I was wrapping up part 1 of Relationship Philosophy 102, I was saying how just as much as it's important to communicate, it's important to comprehend what was communicated to you. Just because I tell my partner, I love you, I gave an example in Relationship Philosophy 102 Part 1. Go listen to it. But the example is, I love you, but sometimes you hurt my feelings. If I say that to my partner, once again, this example, okay? Typically, most things I speak on are examples in a sense. You apply the text wherever you want, and if it relates, it relates. But welcome to Just Testing the Vibes podcast. I'm sorry, I jumped right in. So if you are not following the Spotify channel, do that. Notifications on, do that. Make sure you have the business Instagram page, do that. Make sure if you haven't listened to all the other episodes, do that. Make sure you are aware we curse and use profanity over here. We are not child friendly. We love children, but this podcast is not child friendly. It's mature content. We talk about everything adults would talk about. If you don't love profanity, hey, goodbye. Thanks for coming. If you don't like my perspective, hey, don't come back. Respectfully. Once again, I speak from my side of the coin, my side of the street, my side of the town, my side of the car, my side of the bed. I speak from my side. I don't speak for what A, B, and C do, D, and F. I don't care what they do. It has nothing to do with me. We mind our business here, but this is where I talk my shit. Cool. So, just because you communicated, I love you, but sometimes you hurt my feelings, that doesn't mean your partner is going to receive that with love. It doesn't mean that they're going to receive. Now, mind you, of course, you should have a partner that, you know what, they hear what you're saying, and before they react, they're listening, and they want to know more. They feel you. Okay? Of course, you want to have a partner that feels you. You don't want to have a partner where you say that and they just go right into, so you're saying I be hurting you? So what you talking about? Or here you go. Or what's the problem now? Or so what, you don't love me? You don't want a partner that just does that. I'm not saying that people cannot improve. Men and women, they may have started out that way, but they ain't gonna always be that way. But the only way you gonna know that is if you pull up to the table and they want to pull up too. That's the only way you gonna know that. Okay, in this wellness check, self-help guide, these are the chairs. I'm giving you the chairs and a little bit of the table. I'm giving you the table decor. Okay, so I'm providing the chairs and the table decor with this self-help. You do it yourself, or you and your partner do it together, or partners do it together. But it's not something where you got to give a lot of thought into. Y'all got to, you know, it's not something, it's you. It's do-it-yourself. I literally took do-it-yourself to a whole new level in my eyes when it comes to making sure that the relationships are protected. The relationships are good. Okay? It's something I practice. It's something I utilize. It's something I believe in. And it's something I published it. I wrote it. I published it. And I bought my own copy. I'm all about supporting Black-owned businesses. Not just my own. But I believe it so much that I also bought my own. So you want to have someone that's going to pull up to the table. Even if you're doing this for yourself, you want to make sure that you want to pull up to the table and have the conversation with yourself. Not a lot of people can have conversations with themselves. And I honestly think, as a suggestion, that would be very helpful. So when you go in a relationship, when you're building a relationship, you can actually, you know how to have the conversation. You know how to communicate. You know how to pull up to the table. Okay? Moving on. We already talked about educating. We already talked about discussions. I'm going to go back a little bit to discuss, because communicate and discuss is not the same thing. Okay? They lead into one another, but they're not the same thing. Two different words is bound to have a different definition. I communicated I love you, but sometimes you hurt my feelings. Going back to the example, I'm going to stick to that probably for a little bit longer. I love you, but sometimes you hurt my feelings. I communicated it. Now let's discuss it. That's what I mean when I say they lead into one another. Okay? Now, the only way you're going to get to discussing it is if the person you're communicating it to comprehends. And they want to comprehend. Because let's get it straight. If a person doesn't understand what you mean, they're going to want to know what you mean and how. They want to comprehend. And when you go into further detail, that should give them the clarity they need to comprehend where you're coming from, to feel you. Leading into discussing it. Because just because you tell your partner, now let's take accountability here. Just because you tell your partner you're hurting, but you want to elaborate how, that's not communication. I don't care if it's a man or a woman. That's not communication. If I sit right there and I tell you, I love you, but you hurt my feelings, and your woman or your man responds with, how? How am I hurting your feelings? What did I do? And you just say, I don't want to talk about it right now. Or you say, what do you mean you don't know? Or you just don't respond. You walk away. How am I supposed to comprehend? How am I supposed to feel you? How am I supposed to pull up to the table with you if you won't discuss it? I'm trying to tell you right now, I can't stand that. I can't stand that. I see people do it all the time. I see people actually support doing that. How is a person supposed to do better, know better, if you won't discuss the ways they can be better? What they did wrong that could have been better. I mean, you, come on now. And when y'all pull up that, now let's flip it on that you have someone that wants to discuss it. They want to talk about it. And you pull up to the table, and it's time to discuss it. I'm here to tell you, the shutting down will not help. The reverse psychology will not work. I've said this before, that ain't gonna matter. I'm here to tell you, when you pull up to the table, both individuals will be held accountable in whatever area they are supposed to be held accountable in. And a lot of people don't want to hear that. A lot of people just feel like, I said I love you, but sometimes you hurt my feelings. They just automatically think, this is that person's fault. I'm in the clear. You got to be ready when you pull up to that table. It's like pulling up to a fight. I'm not saying y'all gonna fight. I'm just saying it's in the same field. You pulling up to the boxing ring. You ready to duke it out. So please, when you pull up to the table to have an adult conversation, please also make sure you're in the headspace to have an adult conversation. I'm sorry. Being in a relationship does not make you an adult. Okay? A mature adult. Having sex does not make you a mature adult. Telling someone I love you does not make you a mature adult. When it's time to do the work and how you handle doing the work and execute during the work, that's what makes you a mature adult. I'm trying to tell you. So please, be in the headspace of a mature adult. Don't pull up to the table with some bullshit. Don't pull up to the table thinking just because you pulled up to the table, it's fixing to be better now. Pull up to the table like you got some fucking sense. And know when you pull up to the table, you're going to be held accountable just as much as that person will. And that doesn't mean your accountability is going to be bad. It's going to suck. It just means that you're going to be getting some clarity. You're going to be hearing some things. Because just like you communicated, that person's pulling up to the table to communicate too. And they can pull up to that table to communicate how they feel you, why they feel you, but also how they feel. You got to be ready for that. You got to be ready to be heard and also hear. You got to be ready to be felt and feel. You got to be ready to see some change and also make it. You got to be ready. It's a balance. It is a balance. If you are not ready for that, you need to revisit and rethink why you're in a relationship. Those who are in relationships just for the comfort and just for the good times, I'm here to tell you most likely that individual ain't going to be around for a long time. And y'all already know what I deem a long time. A long time is a lifetime to me. Because once again, we have some people that are out there in the world that believe a long time is a couple of years, a few years. A long time could be a few months, a couple of months. There's shit. There's motherfuckers that's at work right now that think an hour is a long time. Come on. Let's move on. Build and learn. Okay? Anything you do and you want to last and you want to have it's like a home. Before they build a home, they got to start with the foundation. Same thing applies in a relationship. You got to build. You got to build those blocks. You got to build that foundation. You got to build those walls. You got to build that roof. You got to build these floors. Okay? Only certain things you can go buy at a store and just attach it. You got to build the kitchen. You can go buy the refrigerator. You feel me? So you can build the relationship, but you're going to have to go get certain other shit to make this relationship work. Okay? There's other shit y'all going to have to accumulate within and together to make this relationship work. But you have to build, and y'all have to be building in the same direction. Let's make it clear. There are people out there in the world who are in relationships. I'm speaking for relationships. Now, also, this wellness check guide is for friendships, relationships, and businessships. Okay? But I am speaking of relationships today. Okay? Now, granted, most of what I am saying can be applied to any of those ships. But my focal point today is relationships. Now, there are people out there in the world who are building, but they're building in two different directions. Example. Let's see. Okay. Someone wants to have kids. The man wants to have more kids. No, we're going to say nobody has kids. The man wants to have children. Maybe he's with a woman who has not thought about having children. Not saying she doesn't want them. Maybe she hasn't thought about it. Has to think, has to be a thought. Has to process it. Okay? So you can be building in a relationship and be building in two different directions. She building left, he building right. She building the front, he building the back. I'm not saying it can't come to the same center by what you're building, but I'm saying it's only going to get there if you communicate, if you educate, if you discuss it, if you learn. Those are so far the ones that we've talked about. If you do that, you can get to the center. You both can link back up with what you're building. But it is possible to be in a relationship and be building in two different directions. Okay? Now, in some sense, you do want to build in two different in a different direction so you can complete the house. But at some point, and in the beginning, you cannot be building on the left and then building on the right. Y'all got to start right at the beginning together. And if you're in a relationship with someone and y'all are having conversations, you can always know what page or what level or what building block you and your partner is on when y'all have conversations. Okay? And if you're having a conversation and your partner is mentioning children, and you haven't even thought about children. Somebody's ahead and somebody is right where they feel they need to be. What's going to happen? That's not the same level. He over here saying he want children. You over here with, I ain't even thought about children. But y'all together. So what's going to happen? What's going on? That's what I mean. You could be building in two different things. You having a conversation right now and somebody, and he's mentioning, I want to have children. And she ain't even thought about it. Or vice versa. Let's say they've already had the conversation. Let's say in the beginning, that was what was said. Let's say now they're a year or 2 years in. Let's say they have no lively objections to them having children, meaning no bills that are, you know, just mounting on them, dead or anything. Let's say they are perfectly in a great area that if they wanted to have children, now that would work. And let's say he brings up the conversation again. Let's say they've been together a year. Let's say we're in a relationship a year. This conversation is going to be brought up again. They pull it up the table to discuss it. Okay, let's say that this isn't something that was just blurred out. Let's say, you know what, the conversation brought up. They say, you know what, let's pull up to the table. Let's talk about it. They get the chance. They sit down. Blase. So they communicated it. They are what they think building towards that. Now they fixing to educate and learn and discuss. Okay, so they didn't pull it up to the table. He brings up a conversation, you know, we've been together a year, da da da. You know, I want to have some children with you. I want to have a child with you. And here she is. Maybe she's like, I'm still not ready for children. I still haven't thought about it. We just got really comfortable in our relationship. Let's say that's what happens. So now he's learning a different response. Maybe he's learning she still don't want to have children yet. She's learning he still wants to have children. She's educating him. They're educating each other. They're discussing this question. And let me tell you, a question like that and two different feelings in that regard is going to loom. No matter if they say we're going to bring it back up in a year. Doesn't matter if they say we're going to bring it back up in 6 months. Doesn't matter how long they sit at the table. It's going to loom. Until one says, you know what, I do want to have children. Or one says, you know what, it's okay if you don't. Or they both sit right there and say, you know what, let's just go left or right. So, that's what I mean by you could be building and be in two different, building in two different directions. Somebody could be building two, you could be building a home for y'all. They could be building a home for them. They could be building a home for them and someone else. Have the hard conversations. Have the real conversations. Have the logical conversations. Have the uncomfortable conversations. Have them with your partner. Don't have them with a stranger. Don't go outside your home. Don't go to your family. Don't go to your friends. Go to your partner. At the end of the day, nobody knows the detail of y'all more than y'all. No matter how good or how bad or how whatever it is, nobody knows it more than you two. And when you get other ears and mouths and brains involved, it tends to dilute and blur and pick apart certain things. And I'm here to tell you, when you're telling your family one thing and they're telling their family one thing, the family always, most likely, 8 times, 9 times out of 10, gonna ride with their relative. Okay? They may tell their relative, hey, you wrong for that, but they gonna ride with their relative 8 to 9 times out of 10. Is that right or wrong? Hey, that's their business. Some people's definition of family is different from the other. That's their business. So, moving on. We're going to speak about grow, sustain, and address. Okay, we're moving on. When it comes to grow, it taps back into what I said in part one about subtracting and adding. You want someone who's going to add to you. You want someone that's going to feel like an asset, that is going to be an asset. You do not want liabilities. Okay? A credit card is a liability. Okay? As good as it is to have for so many reasons, it is also a liability. Okay? You want someone that's going to add to you. So if you have a credit card and you're managing it well, even though it's a liability, it also is an asset to you because it's helping your credit. It is building. It also gives you that flexibility, that help, that emergency, that security. Okay? When you default on how you manage that flexibility, that security, that emergency, it becomes back to what it is, what it's always been, a liability. Now, I'm here to tell you, you ain't gonna want to hear it, but y'all know this is where I talk my shit, and I'm gonna stick to real nigga time and real nigga talk. You ain't gonna want to hear it, but you need to hear it. A relationship is a liability until it is made an asset. The same way I just broke down a credit card, and I know a thing or two about credit cards. You have the secured ones, and then you just have your regular credit cards. When it comes to a relationship, it is a liability until it becomes an asset. You build a structure to the asset. The relationship itself is a bridge, okay? You take a step to it and own it, over it, whatever you choose to do. It's a bridge to another. At any time and moment, a person can choose to eliminate this bridge, depending on how you handle the bridge, how you take care of the structure, how you build this bridge. Wouldn't you call that a liability? Yes, you would. Real niggas gonna feel me. It is only an asset when both of you utilize the bridge carefully, lovingly, willingly, supportively, communicating, building, learning. That's your bridge. That's a part of your bridge. It's the part of the concrete, the cement. Maybe you drew hearts on it. Maybe you put some locks on it. Maybe it has a gate. Maybe it's blue. Maybe, I don't know. But that's your bridge. It's a bridge to one another. That's what a relationship is. It's a liability until you make it an asset. And the only way to make sure your relationship is an asset, your objective, your wellness objective. Step 2, page 2. Your wellness objective. Key, or the, what I say, essential objectives to help drive the success and focal points of the ship. That's what these objectives are. In a relationship is a liability until you make it an asset. You build the asset. You grow the asset. You learn the asset. You educate the asset. You address, sustain, observe. I mean, you do all these things for the asset. You get to it. So I'm sorry you may not want to hear that, but, you know, proof is in the pudding. Moving on. Sustain. Now, maintain, sustain, they like real close relatives, real like a sibling, okay? Now, when I say sustain, you want to sustain what you've built, what you've created, the asset, which is the relationship. And when you read the slogan for this, create, form, and build one ship at a time. That's the slogan for my wellness check guide. That's what we are. That's what the relationship is. This ship is an asset. We're trying to get somewhere. We're setting sail somewhere. We're trying to get to a destination. This fucking ship is an asset to get to that destination. Okay? Now, you want to sustain the ship. You want to sustain the asset. Okay? You want to make sure it's solid. You want to make sure it's built for the high winds, the high tide, the low tide. You want to make sure it's built to carry the crew it's going to carry. You want to make sure it has everything you need. You build to that. You work to that. You grow to that. Okay? Now, once again, this can be applied for self and or couples. I'm going to tap into that more. Moving forward, address. This one is a big one that I like, address, because a lot of individuals in relationships don't like to address shit, especially the uncomfortable shit, okay? A lot of individuals do not like to do that, okay? And let's give an example here. Every time you, let's say that your partner, the last one we did was the girl, she didn't want to have children, so we're going to flip this on the man. Let's say your man, every time, your man works, he goes out for a beer with the friends, the co-workers, whatever, and he barely makes it home for dinner, to have a dinner with you. You've cooked, nice dinner, you know what you're doing, the food is exquisite, but he barely makes it home to have a dinner with you. He misses dinners with you every time. He maybe, out of 7 days, he maybe makes one, maybe two. So that leaves 5-6 days where you're eating alone. Now, mind you, when you talk to him, you may not make a fuss. You may be one of those women that's like, you know what, I'm not going to ruin this good time. Go ahead. You may be one of those women who let it build up. Okay. But you don't make note of it to him. But you may do things to let him know it bothers you. I'm here to tell you right now, if something bothers you, address it. What may be significant to you could be insignificant to him. It doesn't matter. What may be insignificant to her may be significant to him. It doesn't matter. If it bothers you, address it. Okay? I am not saying pick apart every single thing that happens in a relationship, because there's shit that happens in a relationship that don't need to be addressed. Doesn't need to be picked apart. Okay? It just doesn't. There's just certain shit that don't require every little bit of word and attention and focus. It just don't. But there's certain shit that do. Now, if something becomes a habit that is not significant, where I was just saying there's just certain shit that don't need to be tapped into, it just don't. When it becomes a habit and it starts to mount on you, that becomes something that needs to be addressed. Okay? And let me tap into that for just a second. Let's say every time my man is done with his laundry, he throws it in the closet. He doesn't throw it in the basket. He throws it in the closet. Okay, let's say that's what happens. And of course, I may have said something in a joking way, like, really? Like, you couldn't play basketball if you wanted to. Let's say I say some shit like that. We laugh it off. I put the clothes in the basket, whatever. But he keeps doing that. So to me, that's something either you're being disrespectful, either you really don't know, you didn't get raised with putting your dirty laundry in the proper place. Or three, you just think I'm your mate. You just don't care. Whatever it may be, let's say I'm not making note to him, but as it continues to happen, it's bothering me. Now, this is something where someone could deem that's insignificant. Just pick it up, put in the laundry, whatever. But when you stay on repeat, shit tends to get played out. Okay? Classics don't. But this ain't no fucking classic. Now, if it's something he's doing, we gotta pull up to the table and address it. Because you've made it a habit. You became a habitual offender. Okay? We got a problem. And then the way it makes me feel, do you think I am your mother? Do you think I am your maid? Were you not taught this? I need to educate you. I need to address this with you. I need to communicate this with you. We need to discuss this. You need to learn. We need to build in a better direction. We need to do a little bit of sustaining. There's a lot of shit that's going to happen here. That's what I mean by someone may seem, it may not be something you want to touch on. It don't have to be addressed every time, but when it becomes a habit, obviously it needs to be addressed. It keeps happening. It keeps bothering me. Now, don't be one of those individuals. If it bothers you, you don't make no, but you do little shit to let them know you're bothered. Don't be one of those people. If he ain't putting his clothes in dirty laundry and he keeps doing that, I'm not going to sit right there once I'm done putting it in a basket or whatever. Whatever I choose to do, I'm going to huff and puff around. I'm going to start slamming doors. I'm going to start stomping. I'm sorry. I can't be one of them. I'm sorry. Some of you did bothers me. I'm addressing it with you. Let's talk. Let's rap. I'm not finna walk around this motherfucker being upset and mad. Being discombobulated in my feelings because your stupid ass, I'm sorry, your ass can't put the laundry in the laundry basket, but you putting it in the closet though. The fuck? I'm not finna do that. I'm not finna be walking around with this on me. I put my clothes in the basket. I'm not finna ruin my day or your day going all day walking around with this chip on my shoulder. Because it isn't that serious. But it's serious because you made it become something we need to address. So as simple as it is to put your clothes in the basket, it became serious and significant because you kept making it a habit not to. Even though you know you're supposed to, and we've discussed it. That's what I mean. You gotta, come on now, follow. Once again, that was an example. So, address. People aren't going to want to address some shit. And if you're thinking about your partner's feelings, that's always great. But I'm praying you're not thinking about your partner's feelings like, oh my God, their feelings are going to be hurt. Oh my God, they're going to flip out. Oh my God, he's not going to get it. She's not going to get it. I hope that's not happening to you. Because it's such a horrible feeling when you're sitting right there trying to calculate how you're going to communicate how you feel and address how you feel, because someone else is going to be bothered because you're addressing something they doing to you. That's such a horrible feeling. It is. So I'm praying you're not going through something where you have to sit right there and be like, oh my God, they're going to get mad, or oh my God, they're not going to get it. No, I mean, at some point that gets really old. If you've been experiencing it, it gets really old. It becomes a turnoff. It becomes like, come on. Like, come on. Moving on. Observe, commit, honesty, and open-mindedness. First and foremost, in a relationship, you should have an open mind. You have two different people, two different mindsets, two different personalities, in a sense. They're two different human beings, even though they may have a lot of things in common, and they link up. They're still individuals, what I say. Who we are together, and as individuals, you're still individuals becoming two becoming one. You want to have an open mind if you're getting a relationship, because your way of thinking may not be their way of thinking. You want to understand why and how, and maybe it's something you guys can learn together and grow together. But you want to have open mindedness. If your person has a high sex drive, maybe you don't. You got to be open minded. I'm not saying open minded, let's go get another man or woman. I'm saying open minded, like, learn what turns them on, what turns them off. Learn some key points for you. Be open-minded that, hey, maybe you never had a vibrator before. Maybe we can go to the store. Be open-minded. Be open-minded to try different things. That does not mean other people. That means together. Do this together. You and them. Not him, her, and him. No. You and your partner. Open-mindedness. Maybe you are not a big fan of sports, but your partner is. Okay, you want me to watch. I don't know what the fuck is going on, so I'm not going to talk much. But I like being around you, and you want me around, so I'm going to peep this shit. Don't be mad at me if I don't talk. Don't be mad at me if I be in my phone here and there. You know I don't like this shit. But I'm here because you want me here. Got to be open-minded. I don't want to be here, but you want me here. And you want me here, I'm going to be here. I don't like this, but you like this, so I'm going to be here for you to like this. Open-minded. Be reasonable. Compromise. Okay. Honesty. Like I said, I respect your candor before I'll ever accept your deceit. Be honest. It don't matter how small, how big, because if you anything like me, you lie about the small shit, you gonna lie about the big shit. Because the big shit tends to hurt more than the small shit. So I know damn well if you lying about the small shit that don't hurt that much, I know you gonna take it to the extreme and lie about the big shit that do. Nah, be honest with me. I'm my own worst critic. There ain't nothing you can say to me that I ain't heard and or said to and or about myself or something you ain't done that I, that is just like, come on, it's just certain, I'm a realist. If you cheat, you ain't gotta lie to me. You ain't gotta hide that to me. If I ask you, is there somebody else? Please believe, most likely, I already got inclination that there is. I'm just saying. And I'm not one of those women that, you know, I don't know. I'm just, you know, it's just, not everybody's like me. Of course, I'm not saying cheating feels good. No. I'm saying if you stepped out, be 100 on it. Address it. Pull up. Discuss it. Find out what happened, where it went wrong, why you did that. Find out if the person even want to be around after that. But you won't know until you have the conversation. Because there's people that have done people wrong and they have stuck by them. Every day that shit happens. I ain't seen it. Every day somebody done something wrong and somebody has stuck by them. But they stuck by because they was 100 about it. They stuck by them because they changed their ways. They improved. They stuck by because it hurt them more than it hurt them. I mean, they stuck by it. Hey, you may meet people out there that ain't lying with that shit. I've said before in episodes prior, if I'm correct, and I believe it wholeheartedly, you can't cheat on me. You can, and what the definition is of cheating in that sense, but flesh is flesh, body's body. If you choose to do that, that's on you. You choose to give someone else the attention that is only supposed to be for me. Anything you do with somebody else, you're supposed to do with me. And you choose to do that, that's on you, my boy. That's on you. Because when I say you can't cheat on me, you can't. You said you was loyal. You said you was true. You said you was honest. You said you was solid. You said you was different. You said you always got me. You said you wouldn't hurt me. You said you wouldn't do me wrong. You said all of your sweet shit. So if you fold on that to me, well, you foldable. You break. So if you fold, you laundry and you're going to get put away. Respectfully. I didn't get cheated on. You cheated yourself. Because when I said I was solid, when I said I stood tall, when I said I was thorough, when I said I was real, when I said I loved you, when I said I had your back, when I said I'm true, I didn't fold on that. I didn't cheat on that. I stood on that. You can't cheat on me. I walk away from this knowing the same solid I came in with, the heart still pumps the same. Hey, you can't hurt me in that sense. I'm not one of those women that I look at cheating as, oh my God, they cheated on me. Da 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 da. I look at it as, well, did or didn't see that happening, whatever. And of course, I'm not saying I'm walking around like I'm a wall, like shit may not hurt. Like, wow, you really folded. That's how I feel. I'm not looking at it like she got something I don't. I'm not trying to be another woman. I'm not trying to be what they are. I'm not trying to do what they do. Only I can do what I do and make it happen how I make it happen. And I know I'm dope as fuck. Period. That's stamped. So, my reaction is you folded. Like, damn. So, I know if a nigga got in a situation and they was about to kick you with a sentence to take your head off, I know you gonna break. You couldn't even stand on no solidness to your female. You out here fucking playing around because you and jumped in somebody else's box and doing this weird shit. When you could have just kept it a buck with me and I could have had my poly life. You feel me? You folded up. Not me. So whoever gets you next, I hope they know you cheat. Whoever get me next, they gonna know I'm solid as they come. It hurts you more than it hurts me. I'm saying because I walk away. You stub because you fucked up. No matter who you get with, it's gonna fuck you up always to know you folded on me. Especially when I'm not one you got cheat on. I like women too. I like women too. My thing is, I heard this where I couldn't believe I actually read it, but they were saying how don't encourage your man to have a poly life because you don't want him to cheat anymore. I said, people really doing that? No, baby. I want a poly life because I actually believe in poly life. I also believe in monogamy. But if when any man get with me, they will know. I'm not going to hide that. I appreciate and value both preferences. And not because I want to have a selection of different people, blah, blah, blah. No, because I love the foundation of it. Before it's all that extra shit that people be trying to put on it, I understand the fundamentals. Just like I understand the monogamous fundamentals. So if we're choosing each other, that's what we mean. You feel me? That's what we mean. So that's what we're going to stand on. But any man that gets with me, it's one of those things where I make it very clear. You can't cheat on me. You don't have to cheat on me. You feel what I'm saying? I'm not one of those. I'm not one of those. If you want other women, you can have other women. You just ain't going to be with me monogamy. You feel me? You're not. If you don't want poly life, but you want a monogamy life with me, but you want other women, what the fuck is up with you, weirdo? And that's how it meant. Some men out there, they don't believe and support poly life because they're thinking of it like, you know, the woman gets this, gets that, whatever it may be, but they want to have all these other women. I'm confused. So, if I want someone that truly just wants to be monogamous, they do not want all that. Okay. So, that means you understand that it's me and me only, right? You understand what that means. And I think a lot of people need to start having that conversation in a relationship. What does that mean to just be with me? They need to start digging deep into that because a lot of people get tired really fast and they get old. They get tired of things. It becomes old to them. And that's not right or wrong, but it becomes a problem when you're not communicating that you no longer like the taste of certain foods after a certain amount of time. Like some people, they're going to always love hamburgers or cheeseburgers. They don't care. Some people, they're going to always like the taste of black licorice. They don't fucking care. I'm not even going to speak on that. They don't care forever. That's going to be their thing. Certain people, they get tired of certain foods fast. Like, somebody can have a steak. It don't matter if they cook steak at home or if they go to a restaurant, they're going to have a steak. Some people, they'll have a steak at home, they go to a restaurant, they want shrimp, they want fish, they want this. I'm just saying, be real with yourself. Be real with yourself. Who you're with needs to understand who they're with, what they're setting up for, what they're building to. This is the same meal. I may change up the seasonings every now and then, but this is the same meal. Do you truly want the same meal for a lifetime? And I don't think people want to have that real conversation, that honesty. I don't think they want to really say it like that, but they need to. Like, are you positive? Because if you're not sure you want that same meal forever, that means the way I talk, the way I walk, the way I look, the way I move, the way I do my shit, the way I handle things, the way I live. I mean, tons of other shit. That's the same meal. Not just sexually. Mentally, emotionally, we're going to evolve in all these areas. And that's another thing. Please underline. You can have the same meal for a lifetime and evolve. You can do that. Sometimes a person is stuck with the same meal and it doesn't evolve. Like the way you cooked this meal when we met 5 years ago still tastes the way it did when I met you 5 years ago. That's not bad or good, but it's the same meal. It doesn't taste better. If I'm being too real for you, Hey, you came to the real block. Okay? And I don't think a lot of people want to have a conversation. I could have had that steak and potatoes when I first met you, and it was so fucking scrumptious and all that shit. And it was the perfect Kool-Aid. It was the perfect dessert. I mean, damn, yes, that's what I signed up for. But we've been together 10 years. It's still the same seasoning. It's still the same potato. You didn't even try those potatoes. You didn't even try a vegan potato. I mean, when I say the same meal, that doesn't mean the potatoes ain't gonna change, but we still got potatoes. It doesn't mean the steak ain't gonna change, but we still got steak. That's what I mean. When you choose to change the meal, that means you gone from the steak and potatoes and whatever else. It's just an example. You went from the steak and potatoes, you chose to get a burger and some fries. You didn't still stay in the steak and potatoes. Okay? When I am a steak, I may change my steak. But we are in the steaks. Okay? I'm not telling you what type of full course meal I am. But I'm just saying an example, like, men and women, they'll go out and they'll go from the steak and potatoes. And they'll go out and get a burger and a fry. And a shake. For so many reasons. But that's what they do. And then people will look and they'll start to say, like, you... like, if you couldn't be with me forever, you shouldn't, da-da-da-da. You did not improve the meal. When I say the entire meal for the rest of your life, I mean, like, maybe you cooked it in butter before. Maybe you doing something different. Maybe you cut it thin sliced. Maybe you're going to cut it in chunks this time around. We've been together 5-10 years. You can't still expect me to... first and foremost, taste buds change, okay? The shit that we liked when we were younger, we may not like that shit now and we're in our 30s. So to think that in a relationship, the meal that's on the table for the rest of y'all's life, this goes for men and women. Please, please understand, this is for men and women. This ain't just on no women. This is men and women. So please don't think just because I love the steak and potatoes and I love your steak and potatoes, come on, you mean to tell me that you don't think my taste buds have evolved? I want your steak and potatoes, but I'm just asking, instead of putting mild cheddar on my baked potato, can we do sharp cheddar? Instead of putting no sour cream, can we have sour cream? Instead of bacon bits, can we do no bacon bits? That's what I mean. Like, your partner can still want you monogamously. If that's a word, I ain't got time to go through my vocabulary, but they may want just you. But that doesn't mean that, hey, babe, you know, you've been rocking this same ponytail for 5 years. Wanna try bangs? Wanna try braids? They want you. They just saying, have you evolved? I'm just saying. People don't want to have that real conversation. That real conversation. Any man that signs up to be with me, they sign it in blood with a quill. And they know. They know. I'm making it very clear. One thing, I'm very explicit and very clear on what we are over here. What I am. Because I don't want no nigga coming a year later, 2 years later, a few weeks later, a few months later, whatever, talking about, I ain't know this. I ain't know this in the beginning. Da 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 da. Acting like you oblivious. Nah, nigga. No. There's certain shit that you should make clear right off the gate. Soon as the gate fucking pop open, this is what you need to know. Me, I'm more of letting you know before the gate opens. So as soon as you come to my villa, I'm letting you know before I even hit the buzzer to open the gate, okay? Before you even get past security and all that, I'm letting you know as soon as you pull up at the gate and you like, yeah, I want to come through, I want to come in, I want to slide. No, I'm letting you know right before you even come in, because this may not be what you want. This may not be what you, that's okay. But I'm not the woman you going to hit a year or some change later, like, damn, I didn't know you was this real. I didn't know you was, you know, like this. You know, like, nah, we're not doing that. letting you know at the gate, I believe in monogamy and I believe in polygamy. It is a preference. This is a preference to have a conversation. I can be loyal to you or I can be loyal to us. Okay? If you don't like poly life, you don't like poly relationships, okay, then. It's me and you. So what that means is, because I'm letting you know, I'm not going to step out on you. If I don't like it here, I'm going to address that with you. If we don't do anything to rectify that, then I'm going to do what I need to do. I'm going to step away from us. I'm going to step away from you. I'm out. I'm falling back. But I ain't going to ever step out on you. I ain't going to go to another nigga and be pillow talking, and I ain't going to go to another nigga and make him feel how I make you feel. That's not going to work. That's not going to happen to me. So if I'm saying I'm going to be monogamous with you, that means that poly shit is in the bin. That means whatever life you came from or whatever niggas is doing out there, that means that shit is null and void to you. And if you got some shit you need to talk about and address me, that means you're going to step on that with me. We're going to talk about that together. We're not going outside of us. Now, if you choose to sit right here and you do that two-step shit that weird way, like I said, you folded on you. You cheated on you. You can't cheat on... When I say you can't cheat on a woman who likes women, you can't cheat on a woman who don't fold, you can't cheat on a woman who believes in poly life. So I believe in more than one woman and more than one man. I also believe in keeping that shit a buck and a hundred. So if you don't rock with something over here, keep that shit straight with me. I'm not soft. I'm gonna keep respectfully. You don't like something, you tell me. Okay? I'm not one of those women that move easy and shift with the wind. No. You get what you deserve, you get what you earn. I'm a demon. I'm a lover. I'm a healer. I'm a woman. I'm a queen. I'm a god. You get what you deserve, you get what you earn. Period. So a lot of people don't want to have those hard conversations. They don't want to have those honest conversations. Most men and women be wondering, you know, like he said he wanted to be with me forever. She said she, you know, this and that. And they got tired of that meal. Now, if you somebody that likes the different varieties of food, you and your partner need to know that. Y'all need to know that. But if you have a favorite food and no matter rain, sleet, snow, hell, you gonna eat that meal? Period. That's your favorite meal. Your partner needs to know that. Because we all like different shit. Sometimes I like seafood. Sometimes I like a nice burger and a fry. Sometimes I like steak and potatoes. Sometimes I want Thanksgiving dinner. Sometimes I want Christmas. We all got different shit we like. So let's not be simple-minded. Sometimes I like having breakfast for dinner. You know what I'm saying? So we all have different shit we like, but there's favorite meals and or meal that we like. And if you found your favorite meal, hey, that doesn't mean that your favorite meal can't keep evolving and improving. Doesn't mean that the girl you met a year ago, maybe she was really big on tennis shoes. Now she's switching up. She do tennis shoes and heels. You like that. She's evolved the meal. Maybe the man you was once with, maybe he wore fades. Maybe he growing his hair out now. He trying to pull off dreads. You like that. You don't like that. Of course, those are conversations that y'all will have before a nigga just start growing his hair out. But y'all had those conversations. But the meal has to evolve. You can't expect to be with someone 5-10 years and y'all ain't evolved the meal. That does not just mean sexually. If you are thinking just sexually, you are too simple-minded for my conversations. It does not just mean sexually. Everything ain't sexual. We got mental, we got emotional, we got spiritual, we got physical. Come on. And I'm a sapiosexual. That mental stimulation, whoo! Trying to tell you. So when it can tap into you mentally, intellectually, whoo! And I'm a strategist. I love to strategize, plot, plan, and strategize. And especially like the war type of strategies, pressure's on, hell is hot in the field. And you link in with someone that can, woo, woo. You got to know what you're linking in with. You got to have the tough conversation. You got to be honest. Moving on, commit and observe. And I'm going to wrap this up in part 2, 102, and I'll complete Relationship Philosophy 103 probably tomorrow or later. But you can get your wellness check guide on my writer-author website. Yes, I'm a published author, published gem. You can get that information in the info clip number 2, which is on the Spotify channel. Just scroll down. You'll find it. Just test in the vibes, info clip 2. It'll have the website information. But commit and observe. You should always be aware of your surroundings. You should always take note. You should always be ready to hear what your partner has to say, no matter if it's good and bad. And you should always be able to pay attention to what your eyes, because sometimes your partner is not going to use their words. I know. Use your words is a big, that's my saying right there. Use your words. Sometimes they're not going to say it. Sometimes they're going to show it in physical and body. Okay? You have to observe what's happening. You have to pay attention. Doesn't matter if it's good or bad. Okay? Let's see. Commit. Commit is another level in the relationship. Okay? You build in the friendship. You break the ceiling into the relationship. And then you hit commitment. Okay? And commitment to me is where you are trying to break the ceiling on that lifetime, that marriage, to me. Now, you can be committed in a relationship. But please know, the dynamics of the relationship evolve and change in a sense when you hit that commitment level, okay? Because certain things are entailed and come about with a commitment that their relationships, depending on how evolved they are, cannot withstand or not ready for, okay? And commit means that we are standing on something more. The picture is bigger than what it was when we got together. Because you both paint a picture just like you build your structure in the beginning. You paint a picture, like, you know, okay, like you turn into Picasso or Da Vinci. You over here doing what you do. Maybe you start out in doodles. Maybe now you working into some watercolors or some shit. Maybe now you want artistry master level. Your shit could be shit on the level of Sistine Chapel. You don't know, but you painting a picture as you evolve and grow your relationship. And the only way to do that is through observing and committing. And all the other objective fundamentals that I noted. The key essentials. The focal points. I am going to wrap this up. I have some things I need to take care of. I'm glad I was able to chitter chat and kick the real shit with you guys in Relationship Philosophy Part 2. Excuse me, 102 Part 1 and 2. I appreciate you coming through. If you have any questions, any feedback, you love this, please do answer the Q&A I'm going to put with this Part 2, and I'm going to put a Q&A with Part 1 as well. Answer it. Please do at the Instagram business page. You have any feedbacks, questions, whatever, make sure you hit that DM. If you have any topics you want me to address and talk about from my perspective or point of view, please send them to the DM. Once again, I do not talk about certain topics and or current events because that will lead us into minding somebody else's business. And we don't do that over here. Alrighty. thank you. And please do spin a block again in the future and listen to all the other episodes. We have done 20 episodes in season 1. And season 1 does not end until next year. So we're going to keep going. Thank you. Love you bunches and welcome.